it's time to check in with Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic, about a super spooky movie. I'm excited about this one. Chris, Dr. Sleep.
You know, I got to tell you, I didn't really know this one was coming out. It kind of snuck up on me, but I got really excited about it, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. For people that don't know, Dr. Sleep is based on the Stephen King book. It's actually a follow-up to The Shining. I don't know if you were familiar with the book, Michelle?
Yes, yes. I've read it, and I've seen the Kubrick movie many times, so this is exciting.
So you're on top of it. I saw the Kubrick movie as well. I loved it, so this is really excited to see where they're going to take the story. This time around, Ewan McGregor is Dan Torrance. 40 years since he was traumatized by the paranormal encounters at the Overlook Hotel. Now he's grown up, he's an adult, and much like his father, he's struggling with alcoholism. And he's trying to find a little peace and quiet in his life, but unfortunately for him, things aren't going to remain calm. He's going to form a strong connection with Abra, a teenager who has, I think, on record, the most powerful shine ever. Hmm. But there's an evil cult out there, the True Knot, trying to find her and feed off her shine, so he's going to join up with her to try to stop this group once and for all. Here's a quick little clip from the trailer that kind of explains, as Dan's talking to someone, about what he's learned from his past.
When I was a kid, there was a place. A dark place. They closed it down and let it rot. But the things that lived there...
Hello, Danny.
They come back.
Oh, no.
An important lesson, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They come back. We always need to know that one. Okay, so like I said, you read the book. I'm really interested to see how you walk away from the movie. I thought it was great, just because, you know, I am a fan of The Shining. I wanted to see where they were going to take the story. Director Mike Flanagan, I thought, and if this makes sense to you, I know Stephen King always hated Kubrick's Shining, but he got Kubrick to kind of agree to let him meld his book with some of Kubrick's Shining, the look, and sort of mm-hmm. where that story went. And I thought that was a real nice touch, how he brought them together. I also like the fact this guy kind of takes his time and gives the audience a real good look at where Dan Torrance is, you know? Him trying to find a better place, his struggle, and I always appreciate when they go a little deeper into that, because that kind of gives you a better understanding and insight into the character. And when you get that extra depth and emotion, that's not something you expect in a film like this, at least not me. So it's always a welcome addition, and it definitely gets you invested in Dan and Abra more, and that's important, at least for me, to pull me through the movie. You know, I got to say, this is going to sound weird, but in several ways I kind of feel like Dr. Sleep's like an underdog story. You got Abra, she's this young woman with these great powers. She's sort of the underdog because she's always trying to look to do good. She wants to stand up against evil, and, you know, evil's out there trying to take her out. So that is something that always, you know, gets me excited to see a story. Not to mention, you read the book, and I don't know if this is in the book, but Flanagan does a great job of setting up this True Knot cult really early on in the film. He really lets the audience know how brutal and kind of heartless they are, how evil they are, and I think that's going to get a lot of people upset, and I think you're going to immediately hope that justice is going to get served, and hopefully you're going to enjoy seeing it if it does. So, you know, like I said, all these things just kind of pull you into the story. Let's talk about the environment, of course. People are looking for suspense and creepiness. It is there. The film does have a nice unsettling nature to it that'll make some horror fans real excited as well. But for me, hopefully for you, when they return to the Overlook, there's a nice nostalgic element to that. And the way that Flanagan recreates it, and all the articles you read, he really wanted to make it like detail for detail, how the paper was laid out on the table, you know, the colors, the patterns. Does a great job, and just, you know, like I said, makes the whole experience that much better. So obviously you can tell the fact that it's a little more emotional and layered, and you got these characters, makes it stand out for me. I was hooked. I was on the edge of the seat, so I definitely like this one, especially since I never read the book.
Yes.
I got to have a little treat of what was happening next.
Well, I am super excited about it. I'm love the casting that they've got in this movie. I think Ewan McGregor is fantastic. And
don't forget Rebecca Ferguson. She plays a nasty person, let's say.
Yes, yes, with a hat, yes. So I am super stoked to see this movie, and I kind of don't want to learn much more because I like to be surprised too, but I'm definitely going to go and see that one.
The good news for you is, obviously, because I didn't read the book, but I asked people, he did a little melding of the two books.
Oh, great, okay.
I know that, so that may be a nice little plus for you.
Okay, all right, good. Good to know. Anything on streaming that we should keep an eye out for?
You know, Apple TV and Disney Plus, they're all entering the game here, and I think the one that stands out for me, of course, and you may appreciate this too, it's not radio, but it's TV, The Morning Show. It's the new Apple TV series.
Oh, right.
Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, and basically, you know, it kind of gives you a closer look at the drama that's going to unfold with the people that kind of wake America up every morning.
Yeah.
The TV morning show. So that's something I'm going to actually check them out. I haven't did it, but that's the one that's on my list. I've been kind of getting the inside word that it's definitely worth the wait. So that's the one, if you're on Apple TV or whatever, what do they call it? Apple TV, Disney Plus. Anyway, you know
it. The one, exactly. Yeah, definitely some star power there. All right, thanks so much, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Have a good one.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic here on KSRO.